Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 13th segment on Purim. We were discussing yesterday the idea of thinking a little bit about Purim over the course of the day. What I'd like to focus on, we're really done with the halachos, but I'd like to focus on over the next three sessions are some ideas just to reflect on in the days leading up to Purim, and even more so over the course of Purim itself. To focus today on the name Purim. Purim literally is related to the word pur, which means a lot. The significance of the lot is Haman drew lots to decide which day would be the day, which month, which day would be the time that he would try to annihilate the Jewish people. It's true that's a significant part of the story, but why is that the focus of the day that we call it Purim? And it seems that it's far more significant than just the method that Haman happened to use to determine a month and day. It seems that this concept of drawing a lottery is the core of what Haman, and by extension Amalek, really are all about. And that is, when you decide something by a lottery, that means it's all by chance. There's no greater purpose. There's no greater cause. It really makes no difference if I do it today, tomorrow, or the next day. It's all the same. Whatever I can see is significant. Whatever I'm not aware of is insignificant. That attitude is very much what we combat in the Purim story. It's not only in the Megillah. We mentioned at the beginning of this series the idea of Parsha Zachor, the reading of the epic battle between Klal Yisrael and Amalek, not only in physicality of war, but in ideas. We say about Amalek, Asher Korcha Baderech. Asher Korcha means that Amalek happened upon you in the path. It's somewhat of a strange word choice. The point seems to be that this was Amalek's whole attitude. Everything is by chance. Nothing is by greater design. What's so fascinating in the Purim story is not just that things turned out okay, that Haman thought he would destroy the Jewish people and we survived, but so many subplots of the story resulted in v'nahafochu, that things became turned around. If you think about it for a moment, if the underlying attitude of Haman is everything is by chance, what are the odds that the very point which was going to lead to the demise of the Jewish people turned over totally on its ear and was a positive sign for the Jewish people? It's possible that something that was supposed to be bad for the Jews ends up turning out okay and they reach salvation in another manner. But what are the odds that that specific thing turns over on its ear for the good? So just to give one minor example, Haman was sure that he was going to be greatly honored by Ahasuerus. And when Ahasuerus asks him, you know, how should I treat a person who I want to honor? And Haman draws this whole vivid image of being led through the streets and calling out, this is what should be done for a man that the king wants to honor. How powerful that is. That, yes, it was done, and it was done to your greatest adversary, the Jew Mordechai. That's more than things turned out okay. That's you think you understand, and the things that you think are going to turn out in one way go exactly the opposite. And that's the power of v'nahafochu, and that's the reason why it's so significant on Purim. Of course, the famous idea, it doesn't say the name of God anywhere in the Megillah. It's not so obvious that he's there. But that, in a way, is why Purim is such a unique day of joy on the Jewish calendar. When we hear of stories of past generations and of tremendous miracles, we're struck, we're inspired, but somewhere in the back of my mind, in the back of our minds, we ask ourselves, how much does that have to do with me? When we hear of the Purim story, and we realize that even when God's presence is not evident, he is there. And our enemies might be so sure that they'll destroy us, but God is there. Not only was there, but is so evidently there in all of our trials and tribulations today. And God willing, all of our victories and salvations. It's a very powerful thing to think about over the course of Purim. Thanks for joining us. Have a wonderful day.